Describe a photo that makes you feel happy.
Do you think people take more photos now than in the past?
Absolutely, yes.
People take so many photos today.
Quite simply because they have a mobile phone that they carry everywhere they go.
You know, today's phone cameras are way better than what we had 20 years ago. So anyone can be a potential photographer.
You can just whip out your phone and capture any moment you want.
Back then, taking a photo was not easy.
You'd either have to go to a professional photo studio or invest in expensive camera equipment.
Tech has totally made it easy for anyone to take pics whenever they feel like it.
Plus, social media platforms like WeChat, Weibo, and Xiaoyongshu make sharing those photos a breeze. You can show off your life to friends, family, or even strangers online. So, it's no wonder we're all taking way more photos these days.
Why do some people like to post their photos on social media?
I think people like posting their photos to social media for two reasons.
First of all, they probably want to keep their followers up to date about whatever they're up to.
You know, we're all social creatures, and when something new or exciting happens, we like to share it with our friends. So whether it's landing a new job, getting a new pet, or having a baby, posting photos is an easy way to let everyone know.
Another reason people post photos is to show off.
They like to flaunt their achievements, whether it's a cool car, an amazing vacation, or some snazzy designer clothes.
They get a kick out of the likes they get from others, boosting their sense of accomplishment.
What types of photos are people interested in taking these days?
Selfies. It's all about selfies. People are so obsessed with taking photos of themselves for their social media that it has become the most common type of photo taken today.
For many, getting likes and comments from friends, family, and even strangers can feel pretty rewarding.
Take college graduation, for example.
It's a big deal, so it's no wonder that tons of people post graduation selfies.
People also take photos when they do something special.
For example, fishing enthusiasts often snap selfies with a big catch.
Many of them would then post it on social media to show off, telling everyone, "Hey, I caught this big fish."
So, generally speaking, I think most people are taking photos of themselves.
Do you think equipment is important for photography?
Sure. I think that if you want to take a good photo, you need more than just your mobile phone.
Most photographers will have a top quality and expensive camera. They will have a zoom lens and high pixel quality.
It will usually be digital, so they can quickly transfer it onto their computer for editing.
So they'll also need a computer.
Besides, if the lighting is poor, they will often need additional lighting, as a flash is not enough.
So, in order to take high-quality photos, a photographer must have additional equipment.
Do you think being a professional photographer is a good job? Why?
I think it would be a great job. There's a lot of freedom in this job, and potentially also a lot of income.
Firstly, they get to be their own boss and don't have to be in an office all day.
For example, if someone works as a wedding photographer, they will be required to be present at the wedding for the whole day, even before the day officially begins.
Although they will be working all day, capturing the most beautiful moments, they will likely get fed a delicious meal in addition to being paid.
That's the other part that would be good about being a photographer. You can get paid a lot of money for your photos.
Using the same example as before, people who get married pay a lot of money for a top quality photographer.
So for the money and the freedom, I think it would be a great job.
Do you think being a photographer was important in the past, or is it important now? Why?
I think the job of a photographer was more important in the past than it is today. In the past, photography was a rare and difficult skill. The equipment photographers used was incredibly complicated, and so was the process used to develop the photos. Just one photograph required a lot of time, planning, and skill. So there were relatively few people who could master the art of photography, making it challenging for the average person to enter the field. But the desire to capture and preserve memories through photographs remained constant, which contributed to the profession's high importance in the past. Fast forward to today, smartphones have made photography free and accessible to everyone, so the job of a photographer is less important. Yes, go, go, go. 淘宝店铺原创.